心受饿，这吹气超自己熬气给我擦，你这样你再拿着我手机给我把给你。So the first question was, how is it that a hungry or not be sati, a case of hate, to never be like this? The again, Rambam Shit is like that. There is a fifth course on how our brother. And on the second part of our, for the song of Jesus, and other things say that there is no Jesus on mitzvah. And not even the Shus Mamesh, the Rashbam says, only for Nishtemes there is a Shus. And that's the way the Rambam passed. So how is it that Badeshi doesn't deserve a kosher chayt? The second question that we raise, how is it that the Tzeisi Eisom Tachasibris Mitzrayim is mentioned twice in connection with the Tzeisi in the first passage and then in the second passage in the Kachti Rachaslahem by the Yudatim Taniya Dashem Amitzes from Yitzhak. So I give an answer for that question, because what does the Tzeisi Eschem Tachasibris Mitzrayim signify? It is expressive of the concept that the basic evil of slavery was the fact that the Israelites were tolerant to slavery. Not only they were tolerant, they even enjoyed it. So harmless had Togash and Mechun Yitzchayim Chimper. So this satisfaction or tolerance toward slavery manifests itself into it manifests itself in respect to physical slavery. There are some Jews who are very tolerant towards physical slavery. They don't care that they are slaves. As long as the master is good to them, he gives them food, and he gives them a home, and he gives them a good time, and he doesn't have to work hard, only 8 hours a day, they are very happy. What could be better? There are other Jews who, on the contrary, they are not tolerant towards physical slavery, but they are tolerant towards spiritual slavery. And they don't have to spell out who they are. I mean, they're similar to Jews. They are very happy with spiritual slavery. So that's why the Torah has to emphasize and repeat this basic evil of tolerance toward slavery twice. Once in regard to physical slavery, once in regard to spiritual slavery. Did not give an answer as to why the evasion does not deserve the cause of it. But I think the reason as to why the Chacham will not be such a teacher of him in regard because of the invasion, because the invasion is included in the other Rishim Shogu. In other words, what are Rishim Shogu? The chasing the Hasidus in time. So that means tolerance towards slavery. So if Jews are Chutzlaret and they don't have their own country, so then they will be tolerant towards physical slavery. But if they have their own country, they will not be tolerant towards physical slavery. Chazal say that one of the reasons is why the Medrash says the Yomim Vezeichem the safe of Shochem, the Kiddush HaKadoshim, should be his lot, because Yomi was the only one of the sons of Yaakov who didn't kneel to Esau. In other words, in Chutzlaret, you cannot have real Jewish pride. Yishibarot Yezgeinu Zachov, that's mentioned in the Torah. which are the souls of the boys. Some male, it is not, it was not necessary to be sucking a case of favor to negate the race, because the importance of the race is included and imminent in the southiest remitations. The second lesson of Buddha is the southeast amabhidasa. It means economic and social freedom on an individual level. In Kutzlar, it's so many Jews might not care. As long as they can make a living, even if they have to work hard day and night. Yaakov Avinu said, "Karach malaylo," so they don't care, they have, even if they don't have wealth. But in the soil, they will not be happy. Now the third lesson for this. The quality, that's political freedom. So in other words, of course, the Chutzlah is much higher than political freedom. And the collective level. So the French Revolution was, the motto of the French Revolution was to the Jews that as individuals, the Jews have all rights, but as a nation, as a religious group, they have no rights. So maybe the importance of the issue is included and imminent in reality. When the force and the Lokachti, so of course, then it goes without saying, doesn't even have to be explained. Not only because there are certain mitzvahs that are free for us, that are on the nation of this world. Even the mitzvahs that are not all for us, that are made in Chutz La'aretz, but when can they be fulfilled? In all the glory, only of this world. So it wasn't necessary. But if a Jew wants to bring the of course, say, according to many games and the Rambam, there you came on. Now, I would like to discuss the variance between the answers given to the various questions in the Haggadah and the answers mentioned in the Torah. Hochamoreinia. Moedi is Tamis, Tachufim Bamispotim, Ashatshiva Vishem Rekhanes, Vatata Melei Kilchas HaPesach, in Maftir Nachar HaPesach HaPesach. Now there's the Shaila Vadechach, that's Nechana. Hanan brought Pasik Chot, Ki Shoha Bin Chomoha Vein, Mo Eidis Da Chukim Da Mishpotim, Asat Siva Adishem Rekim Esa, Yomato Vein Cho, Avodi Moinu Mipare Mitzoyim, Vanitzeinu Adishem Mitzayim, Yod Chazoko, Vanitin Adishem Eises Vemeitz, Nibirin Biroim, Vanitin Mitzayim, Before you fulfill your name, in some way, in some man, hobby, in some loss, is one as or as some is the other thing. I tapino, and Shem Lassi is Rahu to Mayo, and here was a Shem Rachel, the people of Kalayon and Mahalisim, Kalimas, who talk a tea alone, Chinish Melas, Kanisa, and Shem Rachel. What is Bob? What is it? Atto emelei kilchas ha-pesach, ima ptirin nachara pesach ha-pesach. 像这个年轻人也从家稍微需要你的心就和他在下所以心里面的心是我们在下就到我和他说你们And here, when yes, Moedis Ahokan Spotty was telling me in my feeling heart as such. So some force me explain it, because in my feeling heart as a happy came on. It's mentioned in the last mission to elaborate, I thought I merely took as a Pesach from the beginning of Tzachim till the end. But there is something more that it is putting in this answer. In other words, why do we say in Maskirin Achara Pesach? Why is it? In other words, the Pesach has to be eaten at the end in order that some Pesach should remain people. If he eats the beginning before he eats the whole Sude, so then the time of the Sude will remain people, but not the time of the Pesach. Losina Mista Mahabaya, Raymat is in Tonya, in San Mito, Apike. Anyway, but certain many machines, but the main reason is that the Tam Pesach, in other words, should be eaten, the Tam Pesach should remain the people. Now, what's the Tam of Tam Pesach? There's the Mitzvah and Pesach night of Pesach, Matzah Moed. Pesach Shehoya, the same Eichu. בזמן שבשמיד את שוי הקיים על שום שפוסח הביצעים על שפוסח הקדוש ברוך הוא על בתי המית על בתי ישראל שנאמר ועברתי בלילה הזה ביקש ודשו פתח ואישי, מושניכם חגורים נעליכם ברגליכם ומצורכם בידכם, ואכלתם אישי בחיפוזים פסח ולדישם. ועברתי בארץ מצרים בלילה הזה, וקישי לכל בחיר בארץ מצרים. ועודם בבאים על כל עליהי מצרים ושפוטי, אני אדישם. ויעדום לכם ואין שלפותי, אשר אתו שקדם שם. ויועיסי את אדום ופסחתי עליכם, ויהיה בכם מלך למשהו, והקיסי בארץ מצרים. ועד זו פסחתי מי, שורה שסייז, וחומה אותי, I have compassion. The Unkelah says like this, Ve'acheis aleich. Then there's another pshat, the important case, that Ufusachti means Passover. That's why in English, in all languages, how the Pesach is not called the festival of compassion, but Pesach, but that's one shot in the Mephoshi Atot. And then there is a third shot in the Sinithia, that to Pesach means Alstea, the Israelites, in other words, the firstborn of the Israelites. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, we have to eat Korban Pesach because the Rebbeinu Shalom spared or had Rachmonis on the Israelites, and when the firstborn of the Egyptians perished, so the firstborn of the Israelites did not perish along with them. Why should the firstborn of the Israelites perish together with the Egyptians? At all, the whole existence time was to save the Jews. So why all of a sudden they should perish together with the Israelites? The answer is the metaphor that Uzzah some time complained the father of his boy. He said that he must have done this with the Lord. Hallelujah, in the Abizor, Hallelujah, Abizor. Did the Israelites stood beside you between you? Were all pagans? Well, they were Abizor. So how is it that the Jewish Lord had compassion upon the Israelites and did not have compassion upon the Egyptians? It's not mentioned for them. Before, never shall we mention the time of Alito. Some time, okay, some time. It deserves an answer. So the answer is, save Masse the Machshava Tchilah. Keishi Yisrom Yitzchayim Tavdu Neserachim Malaho. In other words, the purpose was in order to get it all. So that's why the Israelites did not perish as far as the Egyptians, and there was an Arab together with the Jews. They are also delivered, even though the Arab were not real gain, you know. All the trouble that Israelites had in the Middle was because of the influence by the Arab, but still Mesh Rabbeinu didn't reject them. So in other words, there is no Chas V'Sholem discrimination, favorable discrimination towards Israel. But then we have to understand the B'liyeh V'chom Negev V'Mashkos. Who is the Matakeh Yibarat Mishan? Who is the Mashkos? Who is the Mashkos? Who is the Mashkos? The Mashris, Chazal say, the Medrash is the Malach HaMot. But Chazal say, who are Yitzhara, who are Sotan, who are Malach HaMot. So in other words, the Mashris is the evil inclination. In other words, the evil inclination man was the enemy of the Israelites. Even at the moment when they were delivered out of Egyptian bondage. Now we find that when the Nes of the Yamsuf occurred, Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Shir. And there are many psukim in the Shir. So one of the psukim is Sus v'reich v'yorom v'ayom. The horse and its rider, so, were hurled into the yam. Miriam also sang the shir, but Miriam sang the short shir, not like the short shir, the big shir. So what was the shir of Miriam? Sus derech v'ram v'ayam. apparently this person epitomizes the essence of the whole show. That's the reason why Miriam just picked that one person. We have to understand the significance of Susterechter on Leia. According to common sense, there would have been a bigger mess if the Reichweh had been hurled into another horse, so then Israel could have become, or they had, could have become a mighty empire. Now today, everybody is interested in Scud missiles. Why? Because the one who has more Scud missiles than any other, than anybody else, he is going to become a superpower. In those days, there were no Scud missiles, there were no aeroplanes. Well, both, the war, I mean, so what was the Scud missiles in those days? The horse. Why was Poland defeated? In 2 days, Poland was defeated in 2 days. I mean, I was raised in Poland, so I know that there were so many high taxes in Poland. It was impossible, not only for the Jews to make a living, even for the Poles to make a living, because he had to give away everything for the family. And what did he use that money? In order to have many horses. Poland, during the second, before the Second World War, had more horses than any other nation. Many other nations. So that's why they were defeated. In 2 days, Hitler Russia occupied Poland. In 2 days, since it was, it started September, the invasion was made September 1, 1939, and that happened to be then on Friday, and Sunday he already occupied all of Poland, and there was already a peace between Ribbentrop and I forgot the name of the Russian, Ribbentrop and I forgot the name of the Russian, some male, but the reason as to why that the English one heard not only the riders, but even the horses, because the English one did not want the Jewish people to become a mighty empire, has to show an imperialistic nation. As I said yesterday, the Albanians wanted the Jewish people to carve out an empire out of space, but you cannot have just not out of space but out of time, but you cannot have an intangible time without an intangible piece of space. And the Torah says in David Melech Yisrael, Lo yarva l'isus, Lo yoshiv om l'isam. The Melech Yisrael is not allowed, you know, to have many sus. Why should the Melech Yisrael have many sus? He only needs one sus to ride upon. He doesn't need thousands of sus. The answer is to become a military power. So what will be of what avail would be that he'll be a military power. So Yosef on Mitzrayim, then he'll convert out the soil into another Egyptian state. That's not the reason. That's why the Jews who are the river of Egyptian bandits. So, that's the reason I think as to why the Baal HaKodesh gives the answer of the Chochem, who asks, Oh, it is Vachukim, Vachukotim, Vachukotim, Shiva's shameless in my effect. He's not interested in knowing all the works. Just know he often knows how Raghavas, he cannot know all of Sahi. He has to spend years to study Yukhastesa. But he wants to understand the purpose of all of Pesa. So we say to him, in Maskiri Nahara Pesa Habiki, in other words, that you should feel the town Pesa Habiki, and you should always feel that the business why the Israelites were delivered out of Egyptian bondage was in order to be covered of the Torah. That while there are two aspects, physical freedom and spiritual freedom, but the primary aspect is spiritual freedom. And then they want Stalin to eat the Korban Pesach in a special way. I mean Korban Pesach, the eating of Korban Pesach, special Pesach in Israel, has so many unique halachot. Kochot Eichloi, Seichloi, Mosneichem Chagurim, Nalechem Draglechem, Matelchem Vietchem, Achaltem Isi Bechipozit, Pesachulat. In other words, they have to eat the Korban Pesach in a way that it is Nikah. They don't want to stay here an extra minute. They are in a hurry. They want to leave the Egypt. And then it also says it's a loche that boil colladas in soil in here. The osa lachidish has said, the big hulohem is selling its others, sell a voice. So, Korban Pesach is the only Pesach that has to be eaten only by those who are nimna the Korban Pesach. What is nimna the Korban Pesach mean? He made reservations. In other words, what does he make reservations? You become a partner, a shooter in the Korban Pesach. It has to be eaten with order, not in a poetic manner, and in haste. Why? Because wild freedom is a universal aspiration. Not only Jews aspire to it, everybody. Contrary, we have Jews who are not aspiring to freedom. We have Jews who are not aspiring to physical freedom. We have Jews, unfortunately, who are not aspiring to spiritual freedom. But in Salem, they all aspire to freedom. Universal thing. Still, we find a very remarkable paradox. We have three of them: Pesach and Shavuot. Pesach is based upon the fact that the Israelites attained freedom. Sukkot is based upon the fact that Sukkot is after the Israelites. It's not as far. One should say that Pesach should be treated halachic as a universal chag, because it is based upon something that is universal. It's not only peculiar to Jews. Sukkot, on the other hand, is based upon the fact that Sukkot is Shabbat in Israel. Why should we say love? Celebrate Sukkot. Still we find that in Rabbi Yisrael he says, Zeis ki yechatas Mitzrayim, yechatas kol ha-goyim, asher lo ya'alu lochem b'sfagas. That will be the same time of old New Zealand who refused to celebrate Hanukkah. Pesach, on the other hand, which is universal. So, the Nechal Echel should be just the other way around. The answer is because of two reasons. One reason is because Pesach is based upon two aspects of freedom, physical freedom and spiritual freedom. What is universal? The physical freedom is universal, but the spiritual freedom is not universal. That's why it's called the Nechal Echel. And the other reason is because while freedom is a very important gift, American expression, give me liberty or give me death. But freedom has many pitfalls. We find, first of all, one of the main pitfalls of freedom is vengeance. Vengeance, indiscriminate vengeance against everybody, not only against the guilty, but even against the innocent. French Revolution, what was the motto? Liberty, equality, and fraternity. Can anyone argue with the significance and the sublimity of liberty, equality, and fraternity? No one. Still Robespierre, who was a real child of the revolution, so he sent to the guillotine all his colleagues, not only those who are opposed, the royalists who are opposed to us, but those who gave their lives for him while he was facing it, that he might not agree with him 100%. Same thing was true of Stalin. He killed most of his colleagues. So that's one pitfall of freedom. In other words, indiscriminate vengeance. The other pitfall of freedom is chaos. Whenever in every liberation movement, so there is chaos. Whenever there was, even in the United States, when there was a rally, a demonstration for freedom, so then there was a lot of looting and of course and killing and unfortunately when the black people demonstrated for freedom. So whom did they kill? Whom did they loot? Jewish thought, even though the Jews participated in the demonstrations for freedom. So that's why the Torah says, no, there has to be order when the Eid comes Pesach. So it cannot be Queen Shalom in New York. There has to be order. And you have to eat it in haste. B'chipozit, b'chochot, b'chleisit, b'mosnichem, b'chaturim, b'nalichem, b'radlichem, b'makelchem, b'yechem, b'chalten, b'chipozit, Pesach Hulah Yisrael. And in other words, freedom is not an attempt to kill. That's the tragedy with all the liberation movement. That was the tragedy in the French Revolution. Because they thought that they went over through the king. Louis XVI, so they attain freedom. Freedom is an opportunity. You can never attain. The more freedom you attain, the further you are away from the goal. That's only Shaya, if you understand by freedom, not only physical freedom, but also spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom. That's the I said, I think that's familiar. in a provisory, in a provisory. Ιεούς μην δύο της ρίζους, της ρίζους μην δύο νητίους, νητίουλα νητίους μην δύο της πρίσους, πρίσους μην δύο άρετα του και σώοι της λασικιόνιος, εν δυνοίς για συμπέρνη την ίδια, εν τάρο μην δύο γερασχέτ μην δύο της διεξίδους, Σίδους μη δύο με δούσιο. Δούσιο μη δύο με δύο χαρίς. Τεν δε. Σα. Λάι τεν δε. Τεν δε. Τεν δε. Τεν δε. Τεν δε. Τεν εξπλανήσιν αν δες. Σίγω λάι. Ζήρους μη μη. Του πι ζωή ερ ειν σούρ. Τεν δε δε φέρστε. First you have to become Zoya in short before you become the Zoya in which trouble today is harder than usual. We want to be Zrizus, Zrizin in Mitzvah, not only Mitzvah, but even humbless upon whom I get cold in Chicago, in New York, people in Torah, to go to college and see this. What was the time special humbas of the and the Seder? So why do you have to know the time special humbas? Why do you have to know if the time talk between the Akazayis Mate and the Achilles of the day? I said, I never met the time. I was 1 year old when Reb Chaim was in Mitzvah, and I didn't even see him So how could I tell you? But I can tell you only one thing. My father Zachariah talked so much at every during the Seder, at every sentence in the Haggadah, he spent so much time that I can't understand how a time or any Jewish common sense could be silent so Daniel in the battle beneath the ice of his dietary gimmick of a Yimahul and there. Imagine if my father has been silent, had been silent. What would I think of the Seder? It's a terrible thing to say. I would rebel. Such craziness, such mishugas. And if my father talked, interrupted, you know, about my Yino. So he said to me, Tiyamad, he said to me. And before Kosh Loma Shoshibah, Meir will fall over an hour he spent. And that kept us awake, you know. Otherwise, we would have fallen through such a ridiculous thing. So he wanted to be Zrizim in all the Chumras that are negative in. Before they are Zoya in Israel, why don't they first try to be Zoya in Israel as an origin? And not to talk so much against the Yeshiva University, against Rabbi Yehuda, and against Dr. Lem, and send out letters. Let them first be the hearing in Israel, especially in the Northern Mahadeh. And then becomes lazy and never look for chumras. Kol ha'meis yidgaleh. So the reason as to why the Torah says b'liyeh b'chem negatli mashris, who is the mashris? The mohammadis. Who is the mohammadis? The sotun. Who is the sotun? There's the yitarara. So the sotun, some people have imagine that the sotun is a black person wind. The sotun, the tzarara, that's the evil inclinations, hakino, taibo, the hakobe, the tzine, saoda, mineiro, that's the sotun. So, the evil inclination tries to tell you that freedom is something that you can attain.
No.
That's the basic evil in the liberation movement. If you think that you already attained freedom, freedom is an opportunity. And the more freedom you attain, the farther you are away from the goal. If somebody has been hazarding himself, then he is ready to aspire towards the attainment of freedom. I don't believe that he has to that he shouldn't be a kind of still and mistress until he is all fulfilled in the years for sure. But what I mean is, until he has fulfilled himself in the leader of the heroes, he should not try to pull down Rabbi Kamsel. It's a very wonderful thing, that to pull down Rabbi Kamsel. Well, we don't pull down Rabbi Kamsel because the boy is so. But even those Hasidim who put down Rabbi Kamsel, but they shouldn't start putting down Rabbi Kamsel when they become Rabbi looks at each other. First they should fulfill themselves in the years and then in Jesus. And once they fulfill themselves in Jesus, they can aspire towards Nikius. Then Shalom explains what it means, Nikius. In other words, there is the Isha itself, and there is the Avak of the Isha. The Avak of the Isha. So, it's not fair to say that the person should be Zohar in the Avak of the Isha before he's strong in the Isha itself. Now there is, in the third, Almono of Yosei Nisan, Uchvohoyu, Ishmael in Godo. Ishmael in Godo. The Rapshin and the Namriya, Yitin Hoy, the Lord, I saw our own home. So Rapshin and the Namriya, Boho, he was fine. So, Shmuel King Bodhi has to go out of the way. But he had to be in the hall. You had Shmuel, you should fly over the path that you are being executed by the Romans. He said no. And they had me shown Shamiyate Rory to Shifridon. The Romans did not execute that's all Malchus, like revolutionaries, like heroes, but like colonels. That's why I cry. Why did I deserve it? I understand to be executed for Kiddush Hashem, but the way they execute me is like as if I had been the biggest thing for a tzeach, who is an enemy of the society. Even the Romans should understand that. They're not stupid. Why is there so? Shmuel said to him, "Mido mecho bo odo mecho vidin o yisho yishil shailo." So he said many times. "Mido martole hamtenui at sheeshte skeif." Yes. So he said, "You must see so great. O varto how much name of the hero, how many of Yosim Rishan, Yomu Chachon, Echod Yom Yehude, the Echod Yom Mut." But it doesn't mean that when somebody doesn't mean that when somebody comes to me just to shy at, you know, I say, just in 5 minutes, I have to finish it in the middle of this weekend. The town's a little bit half the hell. In other words, this is the darkness of the soul. And it only applies to the people who are already fulfilled in years, in reasons, and they are ready to be fulfilled in years. So then, to them it applies. And it's not only in regard to the love of Amon Milos in his heart. It's in regard to every Isa, especially Muhammad. Not only Mokim, I don't know, because not only Mokim is the Torah in Asia. So, for them in the country, for the meeting there, there has to be basis of the Imam. In other words, the coalitions, the old things, on one hand, we say that the home habayis took place because don't in town. And on the other hand, we say that if somebody is amazing, he's a guerrilla from the country, the horse chief. So the voice is yours says, in the Norma Habeira, so then we see on the country.